from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster alongside you as we make our way through a Wednesday here. So my days are all thrown off, Tommy. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Check out Crestview Country Club right now. Never better weather to golf than right now. Great opportunity to get in there to the bar, watch some of these football games. It's all set up for you and should be just ready to rock and roll. The fall is here. Great chili, usually. Great hot soup. Good football food there. That you can get your hands on, but we appreciate their support.
By the way, I love how you're, you know, talking about the food that they have there, which is all great. The first thing you go to is how good their soup is. Like, they mean
their chili, their soup,
and that's fine.
I mean, that's
yeah, they've got good soup, but it's like, you know, not the steak, you know, not a great burger, you know, good tacos, whatever. It's like, oh, they've got really good soup. Yeah, like that's a great selling point.
I got chili on my brain right now as we're about to start talking football and getting into football weather. It is football season. We have played college football. KU goes into the opener and beats Lindenwood 48-3. They do not cover the spread, which was hilarious. I think I had it at 45.5, but they don't cover. And so what we're going to do now is bring in our KU insider, Shreyas Lada, to join the program. As KU is, rocking and rolling, Shreyas. I mean, it's fine, right? That's what we wanted to see out of the opener. It's so hard with these games, like, to even, if we're going to evaluate. We saw Daniels play a half. He looked fine. Good, I guess, right? Like, it's a good opener. I don't know what else we wanted to see there. Did you see anything that gives you any concern, like, oh man, we really wanted to see X, Y, or Z out of that, or are we good and now we can really start the season?
I mean, I don't think there's too much concern right now. You know, like you said, how much are you really going to make out of them playing an FCS opponent? They did what they were supposed to do after a little bit of a slow start. They had a nice run to kind of end the half of the first half offense, and the second half, you know, the backups and the backups came in and they did a good job there. The one thing that I'm looking for in this Illinois game is who gets the quarterback. Cause I was looking at their stats and obviously, you know, that the defense only, like, this first half was the first string defense. They only had, I think they ended the game with 2 sacks and 2 pressures of the quarterback total. KU did. So I think that could be something to pay attention to in this Illinois game, because that's the big question mark with this team, is who's going to get to the quarterback. You know, obviously, you know, from what I saw from the defense, I was really impressed overall. I think, you know, they are as good as they were last year, at least in the secondary. Their defensive line did what it was supposed to do for the most part. But just kind of looking at the overall stats on the pressures and sacks and stuff like that, you know, we're hoping maybe they end up with a little more, but I think the opposing team, Lindenwood's quarterback, did a good job of getting rid of the ball before he got sacked a lot of times. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in this Illinois game. And obviously the big thing was, does Jalen Daniels look like Jalen Daniels? And initially Jalen Daniels did not quite look like Jalen Daniels, because you could definitely see a little bit of rust and, you know, the miscommunication with Luke Grimm on that interception. But, you know, he looked like his usual self by the end of second quarter. And, you know, they ended up with like 350 plus yards on offense in the first half between him and the running back duo.
You know, for me, Sharius, going into the game against Lindenwood, it was less about, you know, what I wanted to see from individual players and positions. It was more about this was the first game without Andy Kotelnicki calling the offense. And, you know, they've got a new or, you know, new kind of offensive coordinators there. You know, Jeff Grimes obviously comes in and all of that. Did you notice anything different, you know, whether that's schematically or just in the way that that offense, you know, is put together play-wise, knowing that the Andy Kotelnicki era is now over?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they were under center a little more. There wasn't as much, you know, kind of trickery, I'd say. But obviously it's game one, so, you know, it's hard to really make around. But one of the things with Andy was, you know, the people would complain about the fact that he would go for these kind of out-of-the-box plays on really important downs where there's no reason to do that. I didn't see that with Jeff Grimes, but, you know, Andy has, like, you know, if you watch that Penn State game, Drew Allaire looked really, really good. You know, obviously West Virginia doesn't look like a great team right now, or the defense doesn't look great at least, but, you know, Andy, to his credit, it seems like it was the right move for him, at least after game one of that, the Drew Allaire era, Penn State era. But with Grimes, I think there was, you know, you can definitely see an imprint on his play, the run heavy offense a little bit, you know. He talked about wanting to be balanced, so you can definitely see a little bit of balance there. I think one of the things with Andy was always like, you know, just the vibe I got, and you know, a lot of the, I think the receivers won't say this out loud, but, you know, they get to be more involved in the Jeff Grimes offense. They're not used as blockers as much as they might have been with, you know, Andy. And I think, you know, you'll see that this year. You know, they're going to be more involved. They're going to be used more, and especially three veterans who are all the same age, you know, I think that's huge. But yeah, I think it's too hard to make an assessment really on the differences of Grimes and Andy. There were some subtle things like, you know, being under center more, you know, not being hurried up as much as Andy was at times. But I think it'll be really apparent in the Illinois game.
So one of the other things we maybe didn't get a look at that could just be the opponent was Jalen Daniels running the ball. When it was, what, you know, when it was 2022, 2023, when he was a, you know, a legitimate bona fide in 2022 Heisman candidate, his legs were part of his game. Now he's not, you know, he's not going to run like Avery Johnson's probably going to run at K-State, but running the ball is a part of it. He didn't do that at all in the game against Lindenwood. And I don't fault them for it. I probably wouldn't have either, but we still kind of want to see it, don't we? Like, you want to see him take off and be able to do that.
No, you 100% want to see it. I think somebody asked me this on a mailbag question last week, and the way I look at it is KU's been so cautious about his recovery. They've been erring on the side of caution every step of the way. So I didn't expect Jalen Daniels to go out there and be like, hey, here's a design run, go run for 10 yards. I expect Jalen Daniels to slowly incorporate that back into his game as the weeks come in. You know, we'll probably see a little bit of running from Jalen in the Illinois game. But I think it's not going to be end-all be-all thing where they do it right away. We're going to see him scrambling like crazy. We're going to see him extending plays as like Jalen Daniels does, because at the end of the day, this Kansas football team knows that they go as far as Jalen Daniels' health goes. You know, like, if they want to win the Big 12 championship, it's going to happen with Jalen Daniels on the field. You know, I don't see any other scenario in that scenario in that case. So I get the cautiousness from the team, from Jalen, from everybody. I'm sure he's itching to kind of run around a little bit because, you know, it's always fun. But I expect this Illinois game will see him tuck and run a little more and maybe some design runs here and there just to kind of get him back to his old self.
It's been so well documented, just the strength of the running back room for the Jayhawks coming into this season. It seems like Devin Neal, by the way, has been with the program for about 13 years now. You know, he's just been around forever. But between him and Daniel Hyshaw, Sevion Morrison, all three of them had touchdowns. Again, I know they're playing an FCS opponent. It's not going to be, they're not going to be able to, you know, probably run all over every single opponent, but that's absolutely going to be a strength of this Jayhawks offense, and something that I would imagine that, you know, Lance Leipold is going to want to lean on, maybe so they don't even, you know, necessarily have to lean on Jalen's legs quite as much at the quarterback position. I know takeaways are difficult in a game against Lindenwood, but you know, I'm sure that seeing that dominance on the ground, you know, you would think would probably bode well for them moving forward.
100%. I think Jeff Grimes said it best. You know, Devin Neal has the best make you miss ability of any running back he's coached, which is high praise because he's coached a lot of different places. And Dana Hyshaw is one of those guys that kind of, you know, wants to love run people over. And he's like, if you combine those guys, and I'm always telling them to be a little bit more like each other, you know, it's like a superpower or superhero almost. And I kind of agree with that. You know, like they have two very different type of backs that complement each other well. And, you know, the Hyshaw is the battering ram that seems to open up the Devin Neal like 40, 50 yard runs that happen in the second half on a continuous basis. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Illinois, you know, kind of tries to defend both of them because they, you know, the press conferences have talked about how important KU's running game is for opening up the offense, but also just how much easier it makes Jalen's life because these guys are getting 4, 5, 6 yards on first downs. You know, like those are chunk yards you're getting. And now it's a second and 5 or a 3rd and 4 instead of, you know, a 2nd and 8 or a 3rd and 9 or something like that. I think that is so underrated. And, you know, like just even not just them, but Savion Morrison looked good. You know, obviously the competition that they're playing isn't great, but he looked good. You know, Johnny Thompson looked good. You know, there's a lot of bright futures in that running back room. And it tells you, you know, a guy like Savion might be playing a more prominent role at a team that isn't as stacked as Kansas is.
Trey Slotta, KU beat reporter for the KC Star, joining us. Follow Shreyas and find his work on X. But Shreyas, let's look to Illinois now. They were really good against Eastern Illinois. Another one where it's like, I don't even know what to do with that. I mean, I guess it's better for Illinois fans that they were not bad against them, but I don't know how you look ahead. I know that KU's a 5.5-point favorite. I know that they're playing in Champaign. I assume this will be a really good test for KU, really good measuring stick kind of opportunity for them to get out there as the number 19 team in the country, as a road favorite against a Big Ten team, and prove it to everybody watching.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things that, you know, it's a game on Fox Sports 1. It's at night. It's an important game to showcase that, yes, this is a team that can win a Big 12 championship. And it starts by winning against Illinois. It starts by showing that you are better than a Big 10 team. It starts by showing that you can go on the road and win these kind of games, because Illinois has been watching the game tape. They know what Kansas is. They know that they like lost a game that they could have won last year at certain points. And they've talked about it, that they, you know, this Illinois team is not as much better than last year's team. I mean, I went back and watched a little bit of last year and I'm, you know, just looking at them against Eastern Illinois. I think the one good takeaway for Illinois fans is Eastern Illinois was projected to finish 2nd in their conference in the Big Sky, I believe. And last year, if I remember correctly, Illinois barely beat Toledo. Toledo, obviously, pretty good team in their conference and you know, an FCS team. But the fact that they're already off to a better start this year than last year is a promising thing for Illinois fans. So I expect this to be a test, and I think it'll be closer than Kansas fans expect them to be, because there's going to be some growing pains. And I expect, you know, these coaches know each other well. You know, Lance has talked about how Illinois coaches has been kind of a helping hand in times he's needed. So I expect Illinois to be ready, especially at home. You know, it's sold out for the first time in a long time. That tells you the power of Kansas football and the excitement around Illinois football right now. And, you know, I think it's going to be a really interesting game, because it's going to be, you know, looking at a team like Illinois, which is so physical on both ends, you know, defensive and offensive line. You know, like, they've done a big job of, you know, getting transfers. They brought in a guy from Florida State that's going to be a nice defensive tackle that is pay attention to. And just you look at that, and if Kansas comes out there with a commanding victory, to me, that is a big showcase of where this team is and where they want to go.
Shreyas, checking out your article that you dropped this morning on both the Kansas City Star and the Wichita Eagle about the one area that the Kansas defense struggled a year ago against Illinois. That was limiting Illinois' quarterback Luke Altmyer on the ground. He scrambled like crazy. I remember that a year ago in that game in Lawrence. And that, you know, to your point in your article, was kind of a theme for the Kansas defense a year ago, having a hard time containing quarterbacks and keeping them from scrambling and running all over the Kansas defense. What did you find out as you were, you know, writing that article? Of course, we'll, you know, obviously ask people to go and read it. But, you know, some of the things that you found out as far as what the Kansas defense is trying to do, at least in this particular game on Saturday, to keep that from happening again.
You know, I talked to DJ Withers about it, and he said the big thing was is you got to limit these guys in their pass rush lanes. Like, you know, you got to go in and kind of wreak havoc there, and you get to the quarterback early. I think Kansas last year really struggled with limiting, you know, kind of scrambling dual threat QBs. If there was a weakness on that defense, it was that, and maybe, you know, the rushing, they could have been a little better rushing defense-wise. But, you know, you look at this Kansas team, they know that all the things that happened last year, they have that in the back of their mind. This is an old team filled with a lot of continuity. So there is a sustained focus on, you know, defending a guy like Lou Altemeier who can run with his legs. I mean, last year he had a 70-yard touchdown run. You know, you can't have that in a game like this. That's especially when you're playing on the road. That's stuff that changes momentum. That's stuff that can change the game fabric. And, you know, it's important to make sure a quarterback who struggled, you know, throwing the ball against the Jayhawks defense, you know, continues to struggle overall, and you don't give them an out. And I think this Kansas team has done a good job of really focusing in this this week on practice. I talked to a few different guys about it, and it seems like the big focus has been, hey, like, we know Luke can run. We know that he's going to do that. So we got to make sure he doesn't get comfortable. We got to keep him in the pocket. We got to make sure that when he is in the pocket that he's taken care of and he's not getting the chance to step into his throws. And when he's running, you know, you have to make sure that you're making it limited to 1-2 yards instead of big 10, 15-yard chunk plays that can change the fabric of the offense in the game.
It's going to be good. They ran it as much as they threw it in that game against Eastern Illinois. Again, it's hard to take definitives away from that stuff. But you can read that preview and more of Shreyas' work as he looks ahead to this. You can follow him on X at SHRE98. Shreyas, let's go. Now we can really start the football season, right? Now we're getting good here. That was a nice little tune-up. We'll call it the preseason. Now it's getting real for KU.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
There goes Shreyas Lotta. Appreciate his weekly visits here, our KU insider for Sports Daily. It'll be fun. We'll have much more on that game as we make our way through the week, into the weekend. We get them on Saturdays. Like, this is real. We're real here now, Tommy, and we get a real test. And I'm excited about it. 5.5-point spread. Illinois seems to be for real. I didn't realize they had sold that game out. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It'll be a blast. And, you know, I can't remember the last time that we were talking about, you know, a team selling out their stadium for the first time in a long time. I think it had been like 5 or 6 years since Illinois had a sellout, and they sold it out for Kansas coming to town.
Number 19 Kansas.
I know.
Right with a Heisman candidate quarterback. I get it. It's for it's, you know, we're there, and I can't wait for it. That game is going to be fun. We've got a good slate this week after, you know, after having to kind of sit through it last week. We got a good slate this week. Tulane, a good opponent for K-State as well. We got a couple of good true road games happening for the two teams this week. That'll be a lot of fun to watch on Saturday. More on that as we make our way through the week. Let's come back, and we will we'll have some fun here as well. We've got our Chiefs insider, Dan Israel, coming up top of the next hour. A little housekeeping in the next segment. We'll get you ready for that. Don't go away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.